Welcome to the Confident Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Johnson. If you find yourself here, it may mean that you're looking for courage, clarity, or confidence in some part of your life. I interview experts in business and life each week and share strategies for success, motivation, and mindset. If you want to learn more about how I can help you grow your business as an extension of yourself and help transform you into a confident entrepreneur, check out my online business courses on my website at jenniferannjohnson.com. Now let's get started. Today, we're welcoming back into the studio, Annie Meehan. Annie is a dynamic speaker. She's an author of several books. Now I believe it's eight, correct?
Correct.
Of eight books. She's and an entrepreneur. She's weathered challenges in the boardroom and in business, and she credits the storms for the unshakable optimism, drive, and resiliency that she employs as a speaker. And I am so honored to have you back.
No, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we're talking about an interesting, I have no idea where we're going with this because I have no idea what this is. But what the heck are pineapple people?
Well, it's my vision to have a million pineapple people all over the world. People commit, I'm going to be a pineapple person.
It's like parrot heads.
It's not like parrot heads. It's literally, in my mind, Jennifer, what can change the world without politics, without religion, without 72 steps to being a better human being. It's three keys on how to be a pineapple person. And what happened was somebody called me a pineapple. And then I read the poem on how to be a pineapple. And I said, how do I take the poem and turn it into a principle that could be life-changing?
Wow. So there is a thing, a poem about pineapple.
Yes. So you don't know it, huh? So it goes like this. You're going to see it everywhere now, Jennifer, after I tell you. Like, people are like, oh my gosh, now I see it everywhere.
Right.
So
it's a term that's called reticular something.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So it says, be a pineapple, stand up straight, wear a crown, and be sweet on the inside. Be a pineapple. So that's the poem. And it's very sweet and cute. But when I speak, I'm speaking from a place of depth and wisdom to inspire people to healing and wholeness. And so I thought, what the heck does this poem have to teach us? Stand up straight, wear a crown, be sweet on the inside. That's cute. But then I realized, Jennifer, we live in a world like this. Hey, Jennifer, can I just get to you in a minute? One more text. We live in a world of looking down. And whether I'm working with individuals coaching at an entry level or at an executive or ownership level, the number one challenge for most people that I work with is loneliness. They feel disconnected. So I said, what if we stand up straight? We literally look people in the eye. So when we're standing, we're seeing. We're not distracted by our phone or someone behind you. So if we stand up straight, we see people. And so what I'm writing about, that became a book, The Pineapple Principle. And what I'm writing about is in a world where people feel lonely, most of us are so plugged in with headphones or a phone that we have lost connection. Whether that's in our home, in our office, or just on the street, just a friendly hello, making friends or dating. Then wear the crown. So I like to say that when I get up every morning, what I want to do, Jennifer, is lay in bed, eat five donuts, and watch crappy TV. And then I remember, wait a minute, you got a crown on. You got to go for a walk. You got to drink some water. Not because you want to, but because you're worth it. And when I realize I have a crown on, what happens is I look around and I notice everyone has a crown on. And we start to value ourselves and other people differently. But the being sweet on the inside was really the powerful part of the pineapple principle that became, please be a pineapple person, is we live in a world where I can sit at home, Jennifer, and I can say, I don't like your hair. I'm going to unfriend you. I'm going to disconnect you. I'm going to say something mean to you. That we use our keyboard or our phone as a weapon to discount someone, to dissolve a relationship, or to say something negative and not care about emotionally. So when I start thinking about people being sweet on the inside, they use their mouth and their keyboard and their phone to encourage people, love people, and spread sweetness. And so that's my vision, is that people will say, I will see value and be sweet. And someone else will say, I'll do that. And so I have these wristbands that I made that are the pineapple people wristbands. And they're saying, I am committed to looking up, putting my phone aside. I'm committed to valuing myself and others and to being sweet, encouraging, loving, kind. So that's what a pineapple person is.
I love it. You've probably heard the saying, you know, I don't remember exactly how it goes, but you're willing to fix someone else's crown, right? Right. And that's so important. That goes back to the sweetness part.
That's right. 100%. And you usually always find me wearing a pineapple or this. So people ask, and then you can say, how are you valuing yourself? So I kind of forgot about the You know, sometimes our crown gets crooked or falls off completely. How do we help each other get our crown back on?
Right.
Remember to value ourselves. That's beautiful.
So you wrote a book on this whole concept.
Yeah.
That is so phenomenal.
Let me see if I have that book. I do.
It's very, very cool.
A Pineapple Principle. Oh, there it is. So it's just like a sweet, a simple symbol with a significant message. So just little, easy to read. You know what I mean? Easy to remember.
But easy to digest too. I can do it in one or two sittings and it's something that will stick with me.
Yeah.
And that, you know, is important. How has that changed your life, writing that book or coming across that whole principle?
It's been an amazing change. And actually, when you were saying how, when we've talked in the past and we talked about how do you remember things, I'm such a visual learner. So I loved the symbol of the pineapple, right? So that was a big change. And what I also realized is it didn't matter if you were 3 or 100, you could learn it and you could remember it. And then when people saw pineapples, it would remind them, oh my gosh, I want to be sweeter. Oh my gosh, I want to value myself and value others because of the crown on it. And so it's really changed my life in a lot of ways. Because of the Pineapple Principle book, I have done college commencements. I've done high school commencements. People have said, I love this. It's not 20 steps to remember. I just need to look up, value, see myself, see others. Value myself, value others. Be sweet toward myself, be sweet toward, like, it's so simple. It's three things. It's three simple things of how we live our life at home and in the workplace and on the street. And in a busy, distracted world, it's easy to forget. So I've ended up getting a pineapple onesie. I've been invited to speak in this pineapple onesie. I was in Vegas at a conference and they're like, don't you have a onesie? Can you bring that with? I said, yes. Because it's so easy to remember.
Right.
And in a busy, noisy world, it's easy to forget. So to just be like, will you be a pineapple? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. And you can quickly tell people what it means. In the book, I go into depth of what happened when I started intentionally living out a pineapple person life. And I met a woman in the bathroom that was 36. And I looked up and saw her and I was kind to her. And by the end of the day, she approached me again. And it's a long story, so I won't go into the whole thing, but she's crying. And I said, what's going on? And she said, you don't understand. I said, tell me. She said, I'm 36 years old, and you're the first woman to ever look at me and not judge me and not make me feel less than. And that's what I want to teach people, is it doesn't cost a penny. It doesn't take just a moment to make someone feel seen in a world where so many feel invisible.
It's that smile.
That's right.
You could make somebody's day. You could talk them off of a ledge.
That's right.
From where they're at that day by just using your smile.
Yeah.
That's very important. Is your closet overflowing? Or maybe your kids' closets are as well. Or maybe you just want to redecorate your house. If you're wondering what to do with all that stuff that you've accumulated, bring it all to True Fashionistas or even ship it to them for free. And they'll sell your unwanted items for you. They take away all the hassle by doing all the work. And all you have to do is sit back and collect your money. You can reach out to them online at truefashionistas.com. Come into the store or check them out on Facebook or Instagram. And that's truefashionistas.com. All right, friends, we are back in studio with Annie Meehan, and we are talking about the Pineapple People, the Pineapple Principle, which is a book that Annie has written along with 7 others, total of 8 books. Your newest book, when did your newest book come out?
It came out in August, and it's called Choose to Soar. It's inspired by the hurricane that hit Fort Myers Beach, where we had just moved 11 months earlier, but it's about disruption in business, in life, and so forth, and how to allow yourself, not allow disruption to define you, but to soar above the circumstances you face. So that's my
wow. Thing. That is a wonderful topic.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
This I'll show you since this is my newest.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Okay. So Pineapple People, you said you came about it. What was the whole origin story of
this? Yeah, how it started is a friend of mine was visiting from Chicago when I lived in Minnesota, and I used to always wear orange because orange is the color of happiness. I was telling you pink is the color of friendliness. Yeah. I love your pink. And I used to always wear orange because it's the color of happiness. And she was in town visiting and she found a skirt. She's like, get to the store. I came racing over and it was orange, but it was covered with pineapples. And I said, I don't get the pineapple. And she said, you're such a pineapple person, Annie. She said, you see people You value people and you are sweet to people. People feel loved in your presence. And I had never heard the poem before that. She was a preschool teacher, so she taught me the poem. But one of my big beliefs, Jennifer, is we all have a story behind our story. We have a story behind our smile. We have a story. And so I was like, that's a cute poem, but I want to dig into it. And I bet there's some lessons here behind this poem that I can teach other people. And that's how Pineapple Principle became to be, because she called me a pineapple. I learned the poem. And I thought, what does it look like to stand up straight? What does it feel like to value yourself? What does it look like to be sweet? And so that's how I started to pay attention, and stories unfolded at different conferences I spoke at. And people were like, oh my gosh, I haven't been valuing myself. And as a result of not valuing myself, I'm mean to my team. I'm mean to my kids. I'm mean to my spouse. I'm giving everyone the leftovers because I'm bitter about my life. And so these symbols that were simple, see, value, and be sweet, became much deeper. And so stories came from that.
And I love how simple it is. It's just very clear cut. So with that, with it being such a simple message, how can we take that and apply that to our everyday life and live like a pineapple person? What things can we do to live like that every day?
Tangible. What tangible? Yeah. Put your phone away. Put your phone away. In our phone addicted world where we are, literally ride on a plane. People have headphones in, they got their phone. I talk to people, even if they can't hear me. I'm like, hello, what's your name? What are you doing? But I make friends on planes and people are like, nobody talks to people anymore. And I'm like, I can't imagine being single today. You could bump into someone in the hallway and at work or at the grocery store, and you could make a friend or go on a date. And I think it's very lonely for that reason. As much as we are in control of our headphones and our phone, take the earplugs out and take your phone off. I go to restaurants all the time and people have those in, even when they're with other people. It's so lonely. It's so isolating. So tangibly.
Do you remember? I had this thought. Remember the image? I don't remember what it was, painting or whatever it was, a husband and wife sitting across the table from each other. And they were both like this, looking at the paper. You remember what I'm talking about? Like they were together, but they were alone because they didn't really get along. So they read the paper. It's like this now, right? Like you're on the phone, sitting at the table with your spouse, like you said, going out to dinner.
Yeah. And I think when relationship ends, whether it's friendships or significant others, it first unplugs, then it plugs into other things. So a lot of people want to blame all the outside. But I'm like, no, first we put the phone first. We put the job first. We put the friend, whoever significant outside of. So first thing, take those things out of your ears and put your phone down first. The second thing is, don't ask yourself when you get up, do I want to do it? Ask yourself, am I worth doing it? And that really changed something for me inside my head, because if I ask myself, do I want to eat healthy? Do I want to exercise? The answer is usually no. I love donuts. I like laying around eating donuts and watching sappy movies. But when I say, am I worth doing it? It changed. And then I started to get motivation on myself of, oh, I'm worth drinking water. I'm worth going for a walk. And I'm not saying never have that stuff. I'm just saying, am I worth it? But when you think like that, what you start to do is value all people as equal. So I really try when I'm speaking at a big company to not know who the CEO is. I don't really want to. I don't care if you're entry level or the biggest title. You are equally valuable to me as a human being. Awesome. And so valuing self and others, right? So we remove labels and we ask ourselves, not do I want to, but am I worth it? And the sweetness for me is, can you send a text, an email, a Facebook message, whatever it is, every day to at least one person, sometimes many, that just encourages you?
Amen. Yes.
Right. I love it. I have so many friends going through so many things right now, burying people they love, dealing with diseases, hurting, exhausted, broke. And people need encouragement. We need encouragement. And so why not be that one to do it? And not with no expectation of a return. Just like, what can I give? Who can I pour into today?
So, right. Yeah. And, you know, somebody had said to me a long time ago, that goes back to this whole thing, text one person a day in your contacts just to say hi. Yeah. And I used to do that. And then, you know, what happened? Life got busy. And then you're so exhausted by the end of the day, you sit down on your couch and you fall asleep.
Right. That's a true story.
It's the honest to goodness truth. But, you know, you don't know. Again, it goes back to that one smile can make or break someone's day. And so can that one hi, that one text, that one I see you. Like the story you shared of the woman that saw you in the bathroom.
Yeah.
No one's ever actually seen me. That's powerful.
Hugely. So my, also when you asked me what happened with the pineapple, so I had applied for about 10 TEDx talks or 5 TEDx talks and never gotten really response or anyone interested. And a man on LinkedIn reached out to me and he goes, I love what you're talking about pineapple thing. Tell me more about that. So I told him, and then he asked a few more questions. I was like, it's only 10 bucks for a book if you want one. And he goes, no, I want you to do a TED talk. This is powerful. So my TED talk, which wasn't necessarily titled great, but it's powerful, is called Lessons from a Pineapple. And I tell the whole story in 15 minutes of what has happened because of this pineapple message and because of truly embracing, I will be a pineapple person and I will invite a million other people to join me. And it's very emotional. And it's about being invisible as a child, feeling invisible and sometimes wanting to be invisible due to violence, mm-hmm. but ultimately knowing that the value of seeing another human and valuing them and being sweet to them is life-changing, not only for me, but for all the people that I get to encounter. So it's been a very powerful message that has been very well received about, and simple, be a pineapple. How hard is that? I can be a pineapple. What does that mean? Tell me more. And whether you're a kid or an adult or a young adult or a senior, I want to be a pineapple. I'm crabby. I don't want to be crabby anymore. Awesome. Right. Do
it. It elicits a lot of questions and a lot of, what's that? I did that. I'm like, it's a big talking point. Like, what is it? It's an icebreaker.
Yes.
You know, it's very cool. I love the whole premise around it. It's all very, very cool. And if any of our listeners want to purchase your books, are they available anywhere?
They are on Amazon and on my website. But on Amazon, all of my books are paperback and Kindle. And my Be the Exception, the second book that won a national award, is also Audible, read by me. So yeah. Sometimes they'll make you sad, but they'll leave you high.
So. I love it. I love it. So Annie, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on today. If our listeners would like to get a hold of you, I know you said you love LinkedIn. Where else can they find you?
Annie Meehan. Hopefully if you Google it, you're going to find me. But YouTube, pretty active on YouTube, and LinkedIn are kind of my two main. I do have a website, of course, and Facebook, but LinkedIn and YouTube are the places to find me on a regular basis.
Fabulous. And thank you again so much for spending your time with us. Thank you, my friends, for joining me today and every week here on The Confident Entrepreneur, brought to you by True Fashionistas. If you want to take your business to the next level, check out my website, jenniferannjohnson.com, to sign up for my emails or connect with me. Have a fabulous day.